So it actually happens when a tech giant, like PayPal, decides to jump headfirst into crypto payments. Today, we're doing a deep dive into exactly that. PayPal's a pretty groundbreaking new crypto payment solution. And the real story here, I think, it's not just about adding another coin. It's really about reshaping how we use these digital assets, moving them, from just speculative things to actual mainstream commerce tools. We're pulling our insights today from excerpts of an article on Medium called PayPal Pushes Crypto Payments Mainstream.
Yeah, and our mission here really is to unpack how this one move by PayPal affects, well, everything from the big cryptocurrencies you already know, to the really surprising rise of meme coins, and what it all truly means for the future of commerce and, importantly, how you interact with digital assets day to day. It feels like a pretty significant shift.
Okay, let's get into it then. The core announcement came in July 2025. PayPal officially launched this crypto payment solution for U.S. merchants. But what does game-changing or transformative really mean here? Is it just the number of cryptos they accept? Like over 100? Or is there something else going on?
Well, that breadth is part of it for sure. But what's really fascinating, I think, is the range of coins they included. We're not just talking Bitcoin, Ethereum, or stable coins like USDT, USDC, maybe their own PYUSD, that you'd expect. But surprisingly, they've also greenlit meme coins. Think Dogecoin, Shiba Inu, even really speculative stuff like Trump and Floki. This isn't just a list, you know? It's like a direct pipeline from on-chain speculation straight into your local shop's till. Virtually, anyway. That feels like the pivot point many in the space have been waiting for.
And for the merchants themselves, the pitch seems pretty compelling. We're talking ultra-low fees, potentially much lower than credit cards.
Yeah.
Plus, instant conversion to fiat, like USD, so they get their cash right away. No crypto volatility headaches. That broad asset flexibility. Well, seems like a powerful combo.
It really is.
But okay, if it's so smooth for merchants, are there maybe hidden complexities
Yeah.
or downsides? Maybe for the users or even for PayPal managing all this?
That's a fair question. For the user, the idea is it should feel just like any other PayPal payment. Super seamless. They're hiding the crypto part, mostly. For PayPal, yeah, the complexity is definitely there. Managing the back end, the compliance for what? Over 100 different tokens? That's a heavy lift. But they've clearly decided the opportunity, the market access, outweighs those operational hurdles. And this is why it feels transformative. It's a massive step for mainstream adoption. Businesses can tap into this whole crypto economy without needing to become, crypto experts overnight. It bridges that gap between the tech and the practical use, makes crypto usable for everyday buying and selling.
Right. And one of the most surprising bits for me, honestly, the meme coin angle. We've always kind of viewed them as, well, jokes or just pure speculative bets. But PayPal doing this, it seems to completely rewrite that narrative. How exactly does this validation change things for something like Dogecoin?
It fundamentally changes their status. I mean, completely.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, Doga GE and SIP aren't just tokens bouncing around on exchanges. They're now accepted by actual merchants through a globally trusted payment system. That's huge validation. It validates them in a way pure hype never could. It pushes them into what you might call utility mode.
Utility mode. I like that. And the clever part for the sellers, the merchants, is that the volatility risk is basically gone for them. PayPal handles the conversion instantly. Crypto comes in, USD or BQUSD goes out to the merchant straight away.
Exactly. Merchant gets paid in fiat, risk managed. And the crypto holder, well, this is massive for them too. They actually get real-world spending options. It's not just about trading anymore. It transforms these assets from just, things people speculate on into usable currencies for small payments. Think about micropayments, tipping online creators, donations, maybe in-game stuff, community commerce. That could genuinely be their niche, right? A real use case that sidesteps the old banking rails.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And look, we're not just guessing here. The data actually backs this up already. To give you a clearer sense, let's pull in some data from Av.ai. They're a major on-chain platform tracking things like smart money moves, token analytics, and right after the PayPal news dropped, their analysis showed this noticeable jump in activity. Trading signals, wallet movements, specifically for meme coins.
Okay, interesting. What specifics did they find?
Well, the first big one was pretty striking.
Yeah.
Jordan GE and Senes Chubb saw a 3x spike in what they call smart money wallet inflows. So wallets known for being, let's say, influential or well-informed.
Three times, wow.
Within just 48 hours of the announcement. And what's maybe even more interesting, the transaction pattern suggested more people were holding for the longer term, not just quick flips.
Right, suggesting they anticipate this utility actually sticking around, not just a quick pump.
Exactly. That points towards belief in this new utility-based adoption. And it didn't stop with the big names. Their data also showed a second trend. These newer emerging meme coins, the ones built around a pay narrative, you know, tokens maybe called tips or merch or Fifeless, they saw really rapid growth, especially on chains like Base and Solana. They popped up in Aave's Signal Center, showing strong early momentum, cross-wallet repeat buying, stuff that suggests growing interest specifically in payment-focused tokens.
Huh. And they also mentioned something about wallet tagging.
Yeah, that was fascinating, too. Their wallet dashboard showed more wallets being tagged either automatically or by users as merchant trial or e-com linked. Mm-hmm. And these specific wallets, they were frequently interacting with stablecoins, sure, but also with DOGE and these new payment-focused meme tokens we just talked about.
So it paints a picture of, like, actual real-world experimentation happening almost immediately.
Pretty much real-world trials kicking off.
But, okay, playing devil's advocate, could this just be a kind of honeymoon phase? You know, initial excitement that might fade?
It's always possible with new tech, right? There's often an initial surge. But I think the combination of that long-hold behavior we saw with DOGE and Eshai, plus the rise of these purpose-built pay tokens and the merchant-tagged wallets, it suggests something maybe a bit more fundamental is shifting here, not just a flash in the pan. It feels more like a structural move towards actual utility. And if you connect that to the bigger picture,
yeah,
this PayPal move is a serious challenge to traditional banking. Especially cross-border, the idea of settling international payments using crypto, with fees potentially down at, say, 0.99%, that's incredibly disruptive.
Yeah, PayPal itself is apparently claiming merchants could cut their cross-border costs by up to 90% using these crypto rails. 90%, that's not just savings, that's transformative for businesses trading globally.
Absolutely. It completely changes the calculus for, like, Web3 native businesses, crypto creators, NFT artists, even the teams behind meme coins. Suddenly, they have a way to monetize globally without jumping through all the hoops of traditional international banking, which can be expensive and slow. And Aave.ai's monitoring after the rollout showed this too. They saw liquidity surges, like 20-30% trading volume jumps in these merchant-adjacent tokens on chains like Solana, Base, BNB Chain, emerging markets especially. And interestingly, the holders of these tokens became more global. Tokens that were mostly U.S.-focused before started seeing more holders pop up in Turkey, India, Latin America, Southeast Asia.
Okay, so the potential upside is massive.
Yeah.
Global reach, lower costs, new utility. But we have to talk about the risks. This is still crypto. It's volatile. There are scams. How is that being handled?
Right. Absolutely crucial. And platforms like Aave.ai, they tackle this directly. They offer real-time contract audits, wallet analysis. They have specific tools designed to flag risks. Things like honeypot detection, rug pull warnings, vital for spotting scams, especially with new hyped tokens. Plus, they show things like profit loss breakdowns for wallets, track developer selling activity, check how old a contract is. This kind of transparency, this data, is essential if you're going to engage with these new payment options safely.
Okay, so that brings us to the practical side for you, listening in.
Yeah.
What are the key takeaways here? What should you be thinking about?
Right, let's make this actionable. First big takeaway. Think speculation shifting towards transaction. Meme coins that actually have these payment hooks or real community tipping uses, they might start to outperform the ones that are just pure hype or narrative. Utility could become the new driver. You might want to track these using things like Aave.ai's alpha signals or their meme coin dashboards to see which ones are gaining traction.
Makes sense.
Okay, second point.
Second. Stablecoin infrastructure is key.
Coins that pair easily or are cross-compatible with PayPal's PYUSD, or the big ones like USDT, USDC, especially on the chains PayPal integrates with, they'll likely have an advantage.
So watch the platforms PayPal supports, like Ethereum, Solana, BNB Chain.
Exactly. Keep an eye on pool analytics on those chains. See which tokens are attracting liquidity, especially stablecoin liquidity. That's a good indicator.
Got it. And the third takeaway?
Third. Token launches might change strategy. We'll probably see more project teams designing tokens from day one with merchant acceptance in mind. Not as an afterthought. This could mean utility tokens, ones built for a specific purpose like payments, gain more narrative strength compared to, you know, the low effort pump and dump schemes.
So the whole landscape could mature a bit, focusing more on actual use.
Potentially, yes. That's the hope.
Which brings us neatly to the bigger picture, doesn't it? This PayPal move, it isn't just giving crypto a credibility boost. It feels like it's actually reframing crypto as, like, mainstream commerce infrastructure, a new protocol for money movement.
Exactly, and that creates both pressure and opportunity. Merchants, now that they can accept these coins easily, will start demanding better tools to vet them. They'll need answers. Is this token secure? How volatile is it really? Are the holders mostly bots or actual potential customers? Reliable data becomes critical.
Right. And that's where platforms like Aave.ai or others like them step in. They essentially become the essential infrastructure for this new phase, giving users, merchants, everyone insights into token safety, where the smart money is flowing, risk levels. It's kind of like how Stripe and Shopify basically built the toolkit for Web2 e-commerce, right? These platforms could do the same for Web3 commerce.
That's a great analogy. They provide the trust and data layer needed for commerce to function on these new rails.
So, wrapping up, it feels like crypto has been waiting for this kind of real-world moment for a long time. And PayPal, well, they just handed one on a plate. And in this new landscape, maybe meme coins aren't just jokes anymore. Maybe they are becoming actual transactional assets with potentially global reach.
Yeah, and here's a final thought for you to chew on. With the right data, the right insights, the next really big meme coin opportunity, it might not come from tracking social media hype. It might come from watching the checkout page.
Interesting. Food for thought. So if you want to dig deeper into this yourself, we'd suggest maybe exploring some token dashboards, like on Aave.ai, seeing which ones are gaining traction. You could follow those smart money wallets, see where they're moving, especially into utility-focused meme coins. Keep an eye on those pay-enabled tokens popping up on Base, BNB, Solana. And maybe consider using alert tools or auto-trade features if you want to catch these early trends. It's definitely a space to watch.